Good afternoon. My name is Matt Lynch, and I'm from Palo Alto, California. Mr. Buffett, a couple of times today, you alluded to Google and its co-founders. I was hoping you could share with us your thoughts and reactions to the owner's manual the co-founders included in Google's S-1 filed last week, especially in light of the similarities and differences between it and that of Berkshire Hathaway.
Well, that's a real softball for me. Obviously, I'm very pleased that the fellows at Google decided, and they say they, it was, I think they used the word inspired by the Berkshire owner's manual, and you know, it obviously pleases us enormously that other people think that it's a good idea to talk to their owners, or in their case, their prospective owners, in a very straightforward manner. If you buy into Google, having read their owner's manual, you know, I think you'll know the kind of people you're associating with. You'll know what they will do and won't do. It's the kind of thing that one person would say to another if you were setting up a partnership and you said, you know, I'd like you to join me in a partnership. I need your money. And here's the way we're going to do business. And I think more companies ought to do it. It's been simple for us at Berkshire. We've had these principles in mind for a long time, and we really want people to understand those principles before they join with us. And the Google fellows, in a very straightforward manner, I liked their prose. You know, doesn't mean I agree with every idea they have, but I do know what ideas they do have, and I hope more companies sign on for that sort of thing. Charlie?
Well, you know, most of the world does not in any way imitate Berkshire Hathaway. This is a quirky few. There may be 19,500 of you that came, but it's still a quirky few by the standards of the country. And what's interesting about Google is that those two guys who created that are two of the smartest young men in the whole country, and it's much more fun to be copied by people that smart than
we even think they were smarter than we thought they were last week.
Yeah, we now think they're a lot smarter. Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun to watch that. I mean, and my guess is that their annual reports are going to make very good reading. They're actually going to alternate the two of them in writing the reports, and I think you'll know a lot about them and a lot about their business if you read it. Although they had an interesting sentence or two in there, which I admired also, where they said that, you know, certain of the things that might affect their business prospects really would be better left unsaid in terms of competition and so on. And if so, they weren't going to tell you. Yeah. I kind of enjoyed that. Number four, please.